Hey, what's going on, guys? This is GXRP Perez, and today we're going to cover VeChain. The reason why we're going to cover VeChain is because I have many people asking me questions about it. I haven't wanted to give them an answer because I haven't done my research, but now we're going to dig a little deep into it. Not too deep, just over the top, just to get an understanding of where they stand and what they plan to put out. So, I did some coverage, some highlighting, took down some notes. So bear with me. It's my first video, but I wanted to create it because there are enough questions out there for it. And a lot of people are invested without knowing much about it. So I'm going to go ahead and cover this a little bit, not too much, but over the top. Just so you get a little understanding about it. So, we're going to start from here. And it says, our original version has never changed. The dream is still the same as before. So, based off of that, you know that this is an ICO that came out from Vez. And Vez was a high-valued token. So, what they did in order to modify the chain, the ecosystem, they split it so that the value goes down so that they're able to make it comfortable for businesses to use it in a real use case. And I'll get into that a little in a little bit, but I'm gonna go over a few things here and issues that they were having prior, not VeChain or Vez. It's based off of every single blockchain, what issues they're trying to modify in order to make it more efficient, more cost effective, also speed. All those things are very valuable in business, as you all know, because I'm from the XRP community, but I really wanted to cover this because it's, in my opinion, a monster. So the major issues that most blockchains are having are governance model, economic model, combinations and numbers of technologies, capacity to comply with regulation, and VeChain is working to fix those things. So you have the new governance model, the new economic model, regulation and compliance capability. And then the VeChain Thor mainnet and matching infrastructure infrastructure services. So pretty much what they're doing here, as you can see, is these are the upgrades that they're creating. So within the ecosystem, their blockchain, they've modified it. So it doesn't look like your regular blockchain. It's more efficient. It's quicker. Transactions go by faster, kind of like an XRP thing, but we're not exchanging currencies. All right. So as we move forward, let's get into where they got the idea. Actually, the blockchain that they took the idea from, because it was already discovered to modify it, was the Ethereum blockchain. They were the ones, and the Bitcoin blockchain as well. So they took all the negatives from those blockchains and they wanted to make their own version of it. But that was upgradable so that they don't have the same issue in a few years when technology continues to innovate and progress. So as we go on, I am going to clear these notes and here we go. So what is the vision of VeChain? The vision of VeChain and the VeChain Thor blockchain is to build a trust-free and distributed business ecosystem platform to enable transparent information flow, efficient collaboration, and high-speed value transfers, which is what we were pretty much talking about. And here they cover a bit of the... Actually, let me see if I can pull it up here so you guys can see it as well. Let's go into it. I think I have it right here. So let's go down and we're going to cover background. Nope. Boxing system. No. We're going to cover. Here we go. So as you can see right here is what I was reading. So if you guys want to take a peek at that, go right ahead. I'm going to continue to move on because we basically explained that. What I found to be interesting as well was this here, which we're going to get more into that right now. This is kind of like explaining the way the nodes work and the people holding and what pretty much VeChain's distribution community, the ones that push it forward, their ecosystem. So for one, they have business owners. For two, application service providers, smart contract providers, infrastructure service providers, VeChain Foundation, and the VeChain community. So based off the VeChain community are us, the holders. So that's where this comes into play. And then here, they kind of discuss and explain what the VeChain token and the VeThor token do and how they are connected and the values and how they are created. And if, for example, you know how when you put a VeChain token within a wallet, it starts to produce the VeThor. VeThor is the energy, it's the zap, it's what makes it move, it's what makes it efficient. The VeChain is kind of like the blood flows. And the energy is VeThor. And here they describe it. And I actually highlighted it, but let me see if I can find it here. And the entire body. Okay, so. Here we go. Such a body needs the circulation of the blood. And the blood corresponds to the VeChain token. VeChain token VET and VeChain Thor. VeChain Thor, aka VeThor, is carrying the value transfers and executing transactions on the VeChain Thor blockchain network. And the VeChain Thor blockchain network is pretty much what they call the Blockchain X, the upgraded version. So you guys get an understanding. Let's see what they covered down here. So I can get over this here. I also, here it is. This is what I want to look at. Stakeholders and voting authority. So pretty much, they give you the opportunity to run your own node, which is kind of like unique because not everybody does that. And within their wallet, within their own ecosystem, the VeThor, VeChain VeThor wallet, they have the ability to give you access to a node, and you can basically run it with 1 million VET, which is incredible because they also give you upgrades. So it's pretty much passive income when it comes to that. They give you more VeThor, which is not worth much, but if the price goes up, then the price of VeThor goes up as well. And like I said prior, if you leave VeChain token within any wallet, it doesn't have to be Binance, it doesn't have to be anything. It's created to generate VeThor in any wallet that you put it in. There's nothing in here that says that it has to be in a specific location. It can be in any wallet that you hold VeChain. I would suggest, just my suggestion, and again, I'm not a financial advisor, I'm just covering VeChain. These are my thoughts and my opinions. My experience, I have 42,000 VeChain, and I plan on getting more, which is not much, because it's not that high a value as of right now. But I do believe in their use case, and they kind of were the first to want to upgrade in the sense of use through apps. And you know, nowadays, every business has their own applications, whether it's to track food or for the customer to check their orders or anything based off of business nowadays has an app or has to have an app in order to progress, because you're talking about corporations with billions of dollars. So it gives it a better customer point of view when they're able to see, touch, add up detail. I mean, it's a bunch of formulas within one to simplify the use, the money, transactions, anything that has to do with it. So I know I was getting a little complex with that, but let's keep going. And I don't want to make this video too long, so I am going to go with Sunny Liu, which he should be down here, so you guys get an understanding of who the CEO is. And this guy is a beast when it comes to business. So there you go. There you have him right here. Sunny graduated from the Shanghai Jiao Tong University, majored in electronics and communication engineering. He has served as an IT executive in Fortune 500 companies over 13 years and was the former CIO of LV China. He started the VeChain project in 2015 and is committed to the blockchain technology in business implementation. So, Sunny Liu is a monster. He's pretty much the one that's shaking the hands and speaking to the public. He knows what to say. He's built big communities very fast. Remember, this white paper was 2018. That's when they did the split. So as we go on, I'm going to go ahead and show you guys the partnerships so you kind of see the use case right now is huge. Huge. And it's only going to get bigger. And within their ecosystem, if you actually download the app, I won't show you right now because I don't have the information on me, but it builds and it shows you, and it's very impressive. If you own Vet and you want to see an exclusive wallet, you need to download this wallet. It amazed me when I first saw it, because it does have its phrases and it is a little complicated, but if you own crypto for years, that shouldn't be a problem. Print out those papers, put them in your attic, do something with it. But definitely something to look at. So I'm going to start from the bottom here. I'm just going to kind of scroll up so you guys get to see the partnerships. And if you want, I will leave this link up here down in the description so that you guys can check it out for yourselves. This is a little older. Let me check the date on this. Actually, no, it's pretty updated. So I think their last partner was Walmart. They have 31 partners, but you're talking about billion-dollar companies. So let's say, for example, the revenue. Look at the revenue for this company. $32 billion, 2014. And it keeps on going and going and going and going and going and going and going. So there's plenty of use case here. And what they're doing is they're building it up as much as they can, because they have so many projects coming in. If you download the wallet, you see that they have Ply, Safe Haven. They have a good amount, but it's all within their own ecosystem. So it's very unique. It's not like a wallet that you get and you can put in any coin, Ethereum, anything like that. No, it doesn't work that way. So it's very exclusive. They're very unique in the way that they approach the situation. They did do the split, and it was for a reason. Companies do not want to pay what us, the investors, want to see, like the price go up, for example. They don't want to see that. They want it to be stable so that they save money. Now, VeChain understands that and understands the fact that the investor also wants to see value. Hence why they have a gas source that is generated into your wallet. So it's an expense that you do not have to regenerate yourself. You don't have to buy Vethor. It automatically starts to build it up, generate it. That's a way that they are efficient. That's why they use it for efficiency. So that is very unique. I don't think any other coin does that as of right now, if I am misinformed. Sorry. Leave a comment, let me know, and I'll get to it. This is my first video, so if you see any mistakes or anything that you didn't like, please let me know, and I will be sure to fix it. Other than that, guys, I'm going to leave you with one more thing, and it's the actual website. They have this video, which I am going to play right now, and that's where we're going to leave it off, guys. And I hope you liked this video. Like I said, let me know in the comments.
We are controlled by the few, the powerful, and the greedy. We should be free, free to choose, to trade, to create. It is time for a new world. A world founded on safety and security. Change the future is in your hands. VeChain.
So some exclusive little video that you got going on there, and I just want to say thank you. Smash the subscribe and the like notification bell if you liked what you saw. I'm gonna come with more content and I'm only gonna get better. So take care and have a good night or good day.